Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hello and welcome to the Moving Up Show. This week we're going to have Josh's fun facts and Harry with his football fixture predictions. Christina's going to be talking all about guinea pigs. Hannah, she's going to be reviewing a wonderful golden oldie. And Alicia's recipe this week is apple crumble.
Hi, my name's Alicia and my recipe today is apple crumble. First, wipe the surface, wash your hands up and an apron on. Grooming needed is scales, chopping boards, dish, mixing bowl, mixing spoon, measuring jug, knife, tablespoons. Ingredients for the filling. 450 grams of apples, 2 tablespoons of caster sugar, 2 tablespoons of cinnamon, 175 grams of plain flour, 75 grams of butter, 75 grams of caster sugar. Put the oven on 200 degrees C. Put the flour into a large bowl and butter. Use your finger and rub together. Add sugar to your mix and using fingertips to mix. Put the bowl into one side of peel and core an apple. Put into thick slice and put them into the dish. Add the 2 tablespoons of sugar with cinnamon over the apples. Sprinkle the crumble mix even over the apples. Pat down firmly, bake for 35 or 40 minutes till the apples are bubbling and the topping is crispy and golden brown.
You're going to tell us about a film today.
Yes, I am, and it's called Daddy Long Legs.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one. Have any of you heard of it?
I haven't heard of it.
Well, no wonder, because it came out on in the 1955.
Wow, that is a golden oldie.
Yeah, but it's a classic. It's a musical, and it's got Fred in it and
Leslie Caron. And Fred Astaire is a really famous tap dancer, isn't he?
Yeah, I love Gene Kelly.
Oh yes, another very famous tap dancer.
Yeah. But I really like it, really romantic setting. And
where is it set?
Well, it's set in New York.
Yeah.
But he found this girl in France, in Paris.
Oh, so it sounds very romantic. Yeah. Paris, New York. Those films from that era were really sophisticated, weren't they? And stylish.
Yes, yes.
How did you find out about the film?
From my grandparents and they loved all the old actors and films and what I like film legal is just a gateway to a new world, and I can escape in films.
Oh, that's lovely, Hannah. Thanks for telling us about that film. So we'll try and watch that one, Daddy Long Legs. We'll have to look it up on our streaming services and escape back to a romantic, nostalgic time. Thanks, Hannah.
I'm Josh and this is my fun facts. This week, UK facts. At high tide, Galloway becomes England's smallest county. When the tide is low, the historic county of Rutland near Leicestershire reclaims its title. it's the sunniest place in the UK with 2,000 hours of sunshine each year, more than some parts of Spain. The Isle of Wight is home to what is thought to be the world's oldest amusement park, Black Hang Chine. Built in 1843, the park was named after a former Chine coastal ravine and provided entertainment for Victorian holidaymakers. In 1896, Italian inventor Marconi established the world's first radio on the Isle of Wight. The invention was placed near the needles and went on to be distributed throughout the world. Around 900 BC, Big people, so called from their distinct pottery, arrived on the island. They called the island Wight, meaning raised or rises over the sea. Then the Romans arrived in 43 AD and translated Wight into the name Vectis from the Latin veho, meaning lifting. Every day, the British drink 165 million cups of tea, which is over 20 times more than the Americans. Spirit of the Stone is an action video game that runs on the Commodore 64 and takes place on the Isle of Wight. The Isle of Wight has its own 8 wonders. Cows you can't milk, fresh water you cannot drink, lake you can walk through and stay dry, needles you cannot thread, Newport you cannot bottle, Newtown which is old, Ride where you can walk, Winkle Street where there are no winkles.
Hey Christina, you've got some animal antics today. What animal will you be telling us about?
Yes, I'm going to be talking about guinea pigs.
Oh, today. Guinea pigs are my favourite pet.
I love my friend, I why don't they call guinea pigs?
Well, it's not because of their Latin name, it's because they used to cross the guinea.
Okay.
Oh, that's a funny reason for a name, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was just wondering, how long is the average lifespan?
Guinea pigs usually live for around 5 to 8 years.
That's not bad, is it? That's quite good. That's quite good value for your guinea. So, Christina, do they make good pets?
Yes, I think they do, because they're cuddly and very affectionate to you.
Are they easy to maintain, though?
Yes, they are, but you do have to give them the basics, like shelter, warmth, food and water.
And what's the nicest thing about guinea pigs, do you think?
I think nicest thing is cuddling them.
Oh, that's lovely. And how many have you got?
I used to breed them. I don't have them anymore, but we used to breed them so I could learn a bit more about them.
Oh, okay. So how many did you have? What's the maximum number of guinea pigs that you've had?
I think we used to have about 13 guinea pigs.
13? That's a lot of guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Wow. So did you have a special run to keep them in?
Yeah, we had a big run in the garden and a little inside run as well.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds like a nice, happy guinea pig home.
Yes.
Is it right that they actually eat them in other countries?
Yes, they do, but I don't want to try it. We will let the listeners decide that.
Great. Thanks, Christina. Thank you. I feel like I know a bit more about guinea pigs now. We've got a new member of the Moving Up team with us today. His name is Harry. And Harry is going to give us his football fixture predictions. Hi, Harry.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good, good. So tell me, who's top of the Premier League at the moment?
Manchester City. They've been on frightening form. They have not even lost a game yet this season. I think they're going to go all the way.
Wow. Okay, let's see if your prediction comes true. Yeah. Christina, have you got a question for Harry?
Harry, who is the top scorer in the league?
Mohamed Salah for Liverpool. Yeah, he's really been a standout player this season.
Okay. Hannah, did you want to ask a question about football?
In your opinion, who's most interesting match this week?
It would be West Ham versus Everton, two clubs that are struggling this season. Obviously, Everton bringing in stars like Wayne Rooney and Gylfie Sigurdsson, and West Ham bringing in stars like Hernandez and Joe Hart. They are struggling though, so it'll be interesting who's going to win that. Mm. Might give us an idea of who's getting relegated.
Okay.
Hannah, do you think you might watch?
Literally, they are players.
Well, they're going to be physically fit, aren't they? Because they are sportsmen. Yeah. I'm sure that's what you meant, wasn't it?
Yeah. I like maybe nice fight and
right. Let's change the subject. Harry, so. Thank you for telling us about your football predictions this week. Do you think you might come back next week and tell us a few more?
Yeah, it's the only thing I can talk about confidently is football.
You're a big football fan then, Harry. Okay, thanks, Harry. really fun show today.
Yeah, it has. Now I've got a classic film to add to my collection at home.
And what about you, Hannah?
I learned about they eat guinea pigs in different countries, but I would say that I will try it anytime soon.
No, me neither, Hannah. Yeah. What about you, Christina?
I've learned that Harry likes watching football.
We've also had a delicious recipe from Alicia, and we've had some fun facts from Josh.
This has been the Moving Up team. Thanks for listening. It's time to move on with your day.